Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In part 3 of our tips and tricks for WDS, Rhonda Layfield addresses the importance of integrating the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit with Windows Deployment Services. Watch this video and learn how MDT offers you much more flexibility and allows you to easily manage your images. Rhonda, the mic is yours.
Now, this was the answer to your question, Blaine. In my humble opinion, not integrating with MDT 2010 Update 1 or now 2012, since that just shipped beta last 2 weeks ago, this is the number one mistake that most people make. MDT is a free download. Well, WDS is free. It comes in the box with server. But MDT gives you a lot more flexibility, and it's easier to manage your images later on. To get the most out of your deployment scenario, though, you want to integrate the two of them together, both WDS and MDT. Now, this is the MDT's snap-in called the Deployment Workbench, and notice what I've mentioned about WDS and how WDS allows only FAT images. With MDT, I can add an operating system, that could be Windows 7, and then I could add all my applications. If I want to make a change, all I have to do is add my new application and then choose to, in a task sequence, install Windows 7 as my operating system and then choose the new application. Task sequences take all of 45 seconds to create. So it's that easy to make big changes to your images. This is what MDT and WDS together will get you. So here I have Windows 7 DVD. I install that on a model machine. I create an image, store that on my MDT deployment server, and then I have my MDT WinPE. MDT creates its own version of the Windows pre-installation environments, and this is a really smart version. It knows the name of the MDT server, and it also knows the name of the deployment share where your clients will connect and download images from. So this is a really smart WinPE. You take that WinPE and you import it as a boot image on your WDS server. Now your client machines can Pixie boot, which MDT cannot Pixie boot by itself. You've got to have WDS service for this. Your target machines can Pixie boot. Choose to boot the MDT WinPE. It connects to the MDT deployment server and downloads an image. So that's the beginning of your deployment. WDS can help out with Pixie booting your clients, but also at the end, WDS can offer a multicast functionality for your client machines. If you have 100 machines and you need to get the same image out to all those machines, multicasting can really help speed things up for you. So the multicast protocol would allow your server to send one packet, the first packet of your deployment image, to all 100 machines at one time, instead of sending packet 1 to client 1, and then packet 1 to client 2, packet 1 to client 3. It's a lot less overhead on your server itself. It doesn't have to regenerate those packets repeatedly.
Yeah, and I'm really happy they added that WDS multicast into Windows Server 2008.
Yeah, 2008 R2 did some really, really cool things. I think with 2008, multicast had only one stream of traffic. And what would happen is your slowest client would dictate the speed that all the other clients got that image. So if you had one client that was even behind a misbehaving switch or router, maybe it wasn't even the client's fault. It was just a bad switch. That could slow down your deployments massively, and it was really frustrating to try to find those. So with 2008 R2, now you've got three streams of traffic, so you have fast, medium, and slow. So they've really enhanced it to the point of your clients getting the multicast deployment images are going to go a lot faster. And in fact, you can go into the WDS snap-in and you can see which client is the slowest. If he's really, really pulling it down for everybody else, because within each stream, the slowest client will still dictate the speed that everybody else gets it. So you have, if you have one client that's really dragging it down for everybody else, you can right-click that client in the WDS snap-in under the multicast transmissions node, and you can tell it to either drop that guy out to unicast or tell him to stop the deployment altogether. So it's kind of cool. They've done some really good work with multicasting and WDS, I think.
Yeah.
Here's the last thing I was going to show you. Go ahead.
Call that IT terms as putting them in timeout.
Putting them in timeout. I like that. Misbehaving.
I know a lot of training centers that use WDS with the multicasting for setting up their classrooms.
Absolutely. It works great, and it's really so much less overhead. And one of the cool things with the newest version, too, is you can have, let's say you've got 15 clients that are all getting an image and they're halfway done, and then your 16th client comes up and says, oh, I'd like to get that same image. He can jump in right in the middle,
right.
And his first packet might be packet 25,001.
Right.
But it's just a simple file copy nowadays, so it doesn't matter which packet gets there first. It all gets reassembled properly once it hits the client anyway. So they've done some really cool things with it, I think.
Yeah.
What I wanted to show you to integrate your MDT WinPE is just when you add the boot image, and you can see I actually have a couple of MDT WinPEs here, the boot image that you're going to use is in the MDT's deployment share boot folder. So here's my 32-bit MDT WinPE, and here's my 64. So all I would need to do is to right-click in the WDS snap-in, add the boot image, browse to deployment share, boot folder, and then choose either my 32 or 64-bit. So that's integrating your MDT WinPE, let me cancel out of that, into WDS. And to integrate multicast traffic, you can't pick and choose. If you decide that you want MDT to be able to multicast, then all images would be allowed to be multicast that reside within MDT. So in WDS itself, you can pick and choose that one operating system image can be performed by multicast, but another cannot. That's not so with MDT. It's either an all or nothing.
Right.
But it's even easier to set up. So right now I'm launching the MDT's deployment workbench. Let me close a couple of these down. And we'll go into the properties of a deployment share that we have in MDT. And the only thing you need to do is put a check mark in the box that says enable multicast for this deployment share. You click OK, and then you need to update your deployment share. So once the deployment share is updated, you'll now have new multicast transmissions that are created under the hood for you. You don't have to do it within the WDS snap-in. So they're really easy to integrate together, and you just get so much more functionality when you do put the two of them together.
It's good stuff.
Does that make any modifications to the boot WIM so that you have to then change the boot WIM to the new one that you just upgraded?
I don't think it does make any difference to the boot WIM itself. You know, I've never actually compared those to see if changes were made, but I know that I have enabled multicast and used an older MDT WinPE.
Okay.
So I don't believe it does make any major changes to it. All right. In summary, guys, we talked a lot about infrastructure. I think those are the biggest issues that you can run into, especially when you're in a large environment and one group is in charge of DHCP and another's in charge of DNS and someone else is running or taking care of all of your WDS servers. So the infrastructure issues are very, very common, and the WinPE issues, very common as well. I have lots of people ask questions about why the WinPE they've created just dumps them to a command prompt and they never get that list of operating system images to deploy. So those are my favorite little tips and tricks to tell people on how to set up WDS without taking lots and lots of additional time or having to troubleshoot. If anybody would like additional information, I've got a new 4-day deployment workshop, September 12th. I'll be in the Washington, D.C. area, October 10th and November 14th. Those places are to be determined still, but those will be the dates. I'm going to do one on the West Coast and probably one in Dallas or Houston. In San Francisco, on July 15th, I'm going to do a 1-day everything you want to know about deployments in 1 day. It's going to be 90 miles an hour. So that's going to be lots of fun. And then September 17th, I'll be in Reston, Virginia, doing a Microsoft TechGate function. I haven't done any of those before, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then TechEds Australia, New Zealand at the end of August. And I'm also available for short-term consulting, no more than 2 weeks at a time.
Excellent, excellent. So ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda Layfield, deployment architect, senior person when it comes around talking about WDS and MDT and all the deployment tools. She's a Windows deployment product specialist. Always great to have you back on the show, Rhonda.
Well, thanks a lot, Blaine. It was great being here.
And John, always a pleasure to have you as my co-host here on IT.
That's some great information on that session there, Rhonda. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, it was very good. So with that, Rhonda, thanks a lot for being here today. And with that, and that's a wrap.